Welcome, everybody. So this is a little snapshot of the third week of April 2024, astrologically speaking. I have taken a bit of a break from doing too many forecasts. I, up until 2023, mid-2023, would do yearly and monthly and weekly. And if there was a big day, a daily, and I felt like I was getting too connected to all the big things and forgetting the home of it. And when I had some issues with my health and I took a break, I figured that that was what took the most research. And when I say too connected, I mean, I'm talking like I had whiteboards where I was like that conspiracy theorist guy drawing lines everywhere. I was just really out there. I have that Aquarius rising and I can get really out there really quick. So after my health issues got better and I decided to come back, I came back with a focus on lunar cycles. And that, if you're in Patreon, is where I'm focusing most, is reconnecting to the lunar cycles and working with that luminary that is really the big mirror for us first, right? I'm always saying in my private coaching, like, be where your feet are, circle out from there. As you fill up, you can fill out others, right? And we're like batteries. So the more charged we are, the more we can power other things. So bringing that focus back. Now, this eclipse season has been so wild to watch that I kept feeling like I was being called to talk a little bit more and a little bit more and a little bit more about some of the astrology. There's a lot of fear around eclipses. And we have to remember that eclipses are natural. They're cyclical. They happen every 6 months, no matter. Sometimes there are three, which is rare, but we had a year a couple of years ago where we had three in a season. But there's about two eclipses every 6 months, and there will be for all of time. And the closer that the eclipses fall to the midpoint of eclipse season, the more the totality will be. And this eclipse really sparked fear across many different communities that aren't normally paying attention to eclipses. And so I thought, we need to make sure we're not tapping into the fear. So I did a little solar workshop and a little bit of an educational class on that. But then I really felt like, you know, April 2024 is a big month. We've got nine planetary conjunctions. We've got a ton of different transits, a different movements. You know, Venus moved into Aries on the 4th, and then we had the eclipse in Aries, and everything's in Aries. The eclipse, the sun and the moon were conjunct Chiron in Aries, and we have all this movement around the eclipse. But then we also have the Jupiter conjunct Uranus and Taurus event on the 20th, and that's huge. It's one of the biggest things in astrology of 2024, and so it's a big deal. It's like a 13, 14 year cycle, where they will be conjunct, but they're conjunct in Taurus, which is ruled by Venus. And we have so much Venus movement this month that it just feels really important to begin and talk and be aware. So I'm just giving a little bit of a forecast for this week. And then I'm going to do a mini workshop for the conjunction itself. And that I will announce later in the week. And we'll be planning for the 20th together. I'm hoping to do that on Wednesday, April 17th. I just need to check a couple other things in my schedule. So what's coming this week, right? We have currently, at the time of recording this, it is Friday, April 12th, 2024. Tomorrow on the 13th, we have Mars semi-square Pluto. And we have some power struggles that could come up over that. And those power struggles are not happening in a void. Remember that all this Mars energy is, Mars is a ruler of Aries and Scorpio. We had the new moon solar eclipse in Aries, and we have our full moon in Scorpio on the 23rd. So we have the ruler of these big luminary cyclical events kind of somewhat squaring off with Pluto. And we have to remember that Pluto, you know, is making big moves, trying to get into Aquarius. It won't stay in Aquarius. It'll move back. But we have a lot of moves happening there, and it's at an important place in the world at large. One thing, you know, you're thinking Pluto, you're thinking, darker changes, secretive changes, things like that. Pluto's the modern ruler of Scorpio, but you're thinking about that in the beginning stages of Aquarius, and it's like some weird stuff coming up. So we have Mars kind of wanting to ignite some of that and get our inner thoughts going and taking us deeper. The solar eclipse conjunct Chiron, that was really intense. That's a huge solar eclipse, really bringing our subconscious, our wounds, our old traumas, our old thoughts, who we are on the other side of our trauma, bringing all of that to the light. And then solar eclipses are great at eclipsing problems. So anything that's not for our highest good can just be cleared away really quickly. And we want to remember that we heal and dissolve during an eclipse, whether we're ready or not. So really look at the week before and the week after that eclipse, what things are coming up for you? How are you healing? Are you ready to heal? Are you open to dissolving things? We're still working with this now. It's now a waxing moon as we head towards the full moon, and we're working towards building a new life. Are you ready to let go of your struggles? Or do you feel ownership? And it's really important to think, I always think of like if you're holding a basketball and it doesn't have enough air, and somebody's trying to give you a new basketball that's full of air, but you love your basketball, right? And you're trying to hold on to it, and someone takes it away, and it's like you want to hold on to that. That's yours. Sometimes we get that way with our trauma. Sometimes we get that way with our illnesses. We get that way with our thoughts. We get that way with our fears, our anxieties. If I'm not worrying, who will worry for me, right? Or if I'm not paying attention to this, who will? And it doesn't allow us to have the open space for creativity. It doesn't allow room for us to dream and manifest and think of different ways of doing things if we're clawing onto things that we've held onto for a long time. This is a big theme with the solar eclipse, and it continues to be a big theme as we have moved through Mars conjunct Saturn in Pisces, really taking us into that watery world. And then the Sun conjunct Mercury on the 11th, right? And so we've been working through it. Now, the big thing why I'm talking about this is that on Monday, April 15th, we will have Mercury retrograde conjunct Chiron. Why does that even make a difference, right? It's going to bring the Mercury retrograde. We're going back over. We're bringing our brains back to other themes. What has come up? What is asking for deeper healing? Where is their new perspective? You can expect that on the 15th, we may end up having some new conversations with different people about the same things. And we may be really wrestling with this on the 15th. Mercury conjuncts Chiron around 7:56 a.m. Pacific time and 10:56 a.m. Eastern time. And some of the things that will be coming up here, is it safe for me to speak? Am I safe to be who I am? And who benefits from my silence? Over and over and over again, I think of the quote, and I have no idea where it came from. If you know, let me know. Where it originally came from. Everyone says it. Everyone says it. But it's about people who are afraid to write their book, their story, tell their story. And they're afraid to do it because of what other people might think or how other people might be perceived after people write about them. But it's write your story. And if people wanted you to write better about them, they should have acted better. And everyone heals. Everyone's a different person. And in every story, you may play a different character. You may be the hero in one story. You may be the villain in another. I might be, the fool in my own story at times, and a hero at times, and a villain at times, just in relationship to myself, right? The self-hatred, self-loathing, things that I've worked through in my teen years that were really dark. I was the villain in my own story. So, of course, other people that might be villains in my story at some point, they're the heroes in theirs. And we can't control that. If we did, no one would ever talk about what happened to them because we cannot control how other people acted at certain points in time. And even when we try our best to tell the absolute truth, it's experienced on two ends and we'll never really know what everyone's specific perspective was. And so with that Mercury retrograde conjunct Chiron, what we're going to be talking about is why I stay silent and for whom. If I stay silent about something out of respect for somebody else's growth and not wanting to throw more fuel onto a fire that I've already watched them summit,
then that's honorable in my opinion. If I am choosing not to speak in exaltation of someone else, then I feel like my soul can get on board with that and I can find another way to tell that story. Whether that means I write something fictional with elements pulled from my experiences, that's to be determined. But if I am keeping silent about something in an exaltation of someone else, I feel like that energy is good. If I am keeping silent because I am afraid, if I am keeping silent because of true physical fear, though, if somebody could has shown violence towards you in real life, you need to be careful. But if it is perceived fear of what they will think, thoughts are not actions. And so you have to walk that line and find a way to find your authentic voice in every area, whether that means speaking or whether that means journaling. We don't always have to tell our story to the public. I think it's Brené Brown that says something really important about this, that not everyone has earned the right to the whole story. Right? Not everyone has earned the right to your whole story. You do not have to tell everything out loud, but make sure you're not hiding it and make sure you're at least able to look at it. So those are some things that are going to come up on April 15th. Mercury conjunct Chiron. This is the third time it has met Chiron this year. Happened on March 20th for the first time, second time on April 15th, and they will meet again on May 5th. So you may see a pattern with those days. March 20th, April 15th, May 5th. See if there's a theme, a cycle. Pay attention. It's important. Then on the 17th, we get Venus conjunct North Node, 3 p.m. Eastern, really moving into attracting and connecting, investing in yourself, investing in in the things you love, where you find beauty, where you find joy, where you are rising up, right? Your advocate for yourself in these moments, what you're working for, where your passions are, and where your career is, and try to get that all lined up. That's on the 17th. On the 19th, we get the sun moving into Taurus. Such a beautiful energy to follow that Venus conjunct North Node, right? So 2 days later, the sun moves into Taurus, into Venus rules Taurus. All of the grounding and the building, the development of our gardens, our inner world gardens, that beautiful energy really letting us move out into the world in a way that we can grow, right? And that sun enters Taurus on the 19th, and Venus is like conjunct Mercury retrograde at that same time. And so it's really about speaking out, communicating, and making moves on about what you want, but knowing what you want. Do you know what you want? If you're a Mercury retrograde native, speak about that, communicate that. If you're not, really journal and write down and make plans. What do I want? Right. And then when the sun moves into Taurus, make some moves with it. Right. And then we have the big conjunction. I will go into the conjunction much deeper. It might be pre-recorded, it might be live, I'm not sure. But the Jupiter conjunct Uranus in Taurus at 21 degrees, 7:27 p.m. Eastern, happens every 13 to 14 years. And we really will see, right? This is a cycle. So 13 to 14 years. So over the next era, if you will. We will see that there is a new cycle of growth occurring, and it's a massive expansion that begins. We're already in it. Something this powerful is going to be felt already. And so we're already kind of in that space where we are processing and ramping up, if you will. At that same time, Mars is sextile both Jupiter and Uranus, right? As Jupiter and Uranus conjunct. And so you want to see that almost as that inner planet of Mars is helping us to harness this Jupiter and Uranus energy in our own life. It's helping us. Mars is in Pisces, remember, when this conjunction between Jupiter and Uranus occurs. And so Mars in Pisces sextile this Jupiter Uranus conjunction, it's going to activate our enthusiasm and our radical authenticity, right? And Mars is helping us kind of like lasso this energy and bring it into are taking action, are getting ignited, focusing more on goals and helping us really make moves with this energy. Mars sextile Jupiter can make you brave, right? Gives you that optimism and hope, and bring some of your awareness of action into that big picture, where you will be able to see where you need to take some risks or make some leaps, right? And so we'll have really strong intuition with this because Mars is in Pisces. And so trust your gut around anything that revolves around risks or making big decisions. Mars sextile Uranus shakes it up, makes it authentically you, radically you, right? Gives you some extra oomph. Mars in Pisces is wanting you to get deeper into yourself, more authentic with yourself, make those big dreams happen, right? And so these dates, Jupiter conjunct Uranus, the last time it happened was in 2010, 2011 season. It was an era because of retrogrades. So there was a Jupiter conjunct Uranus, June 2010, September 2010, and then January 2011. It was a system. You want to look from June of 2010 to January 2011. Anything big happen, right? Take note. We may see an evolution of that theme. This is our big conjunction here in 2024. And because they are both station direct, we're not going to see anything crazy. But then they happen the next time that we have the Jupiter Uranus conjunction, we are going to see it come back a little bit. So it's going to be September 2037, February 2038, and March. And then not again until I can't remember the next time. Maybe it's March 2038. I didn't write it all the way down, but it is going to be a little bit more intense. But that's the next time, friends. We won't have Jupiter conjunct Uranus again till 2037. So we've got a good 13 years here to work with what begins now, what starts now, right? What we build, what we create, what we farm, what we, you know, think agriculturally about. And so we really want to take those steps and make those moves and do with it what we want to see slow grow over the next 13, 14 years. And then I will talk more about this after the conjunction, but we do have Juno moving direct in Virgo on the 21st. I see that as being very auspicious as we move into the full moon in Scorpio on the 23rd, and then Mercury direct on the 25th. Lots and lots and lots of things to talk about. We also have Mars conjunct Neptune in Pisces on the 29th, same day Venus enters Taurus and activates all that Jupiter conjunct Uranus energy. Then we have Mars move into Aries on the 30th. And it's very interesting when Venus goes home and Mars goes home at the same time, and then they're both at home. And then what will May bring, right? And then we have Pluto retrograde starting in May on the 2nd and right before our new moon in Taurus. It's so much, and it doesn't slow down. May doesn't slow down. June doesn't slow down. We're currently in April. We have all the things, 9 planetary movements, all conjunctions, I mean, all the movements, all the things. We get into May, we get Pluto retrograde, Pallas retrograde into Scorpio, Mercury moves into Taurus, Ceres retrogrades into Capricorn. All those are all out of order, just things happening in May. Then we have Sun trine Pluto, which I think is going to be a thing. We have a full moon in Sagittarius. Venus moves into Gemini. Jupiter sextile Neptune. Venus conjunct Jupiter on the 23rd. That has been red lettered all over my calendar for a while. Jupiter will move into Gemini on May 25th. We have Mars conjunct Chiron on the 29th, Mercury conjunct Uranus on the 30th, just so much in May as well. And then in June, we're working with a lot more Mercury energy. We have strong, strong stuff with Sun and Venus, Mercury and Jupiter, all kinds of stuff going on in June. It doesn't really lighten up, I don't think. Looking in my notes, it just never does, friends. It never does, but I want to say that we get a little bit lighter of a July, and then we hit August and September pretty hard. So astrologically, 2024 is just a big year. And if you've been listening to me, you know, I've been doing forecasting since 2021 on Patreon. I started in 2020 on my own website. And then before that, I was doing moon sessions and astrology in an email format. But since 2021, you can look back and read those or listen to those forecasts and things. I've been saying for years now that we won't get any sort of, because we had that 7-year retrograde storm where retrograde, so many things being shaken up. Things haven't been normal for a long while. Things won't get to a place where we feel like, is it another astrological thing again? Because it feels like people are making things up. Like, it can't be this wild, but it is. And it's wild even to astrologers. It's a lot of stuff happening. But I have been saying I didn't think it would be until spring of 2025 where we start to feel like astrology and lunar cycles and wheel of the year, you know, stuff starts to settle into a rhythm that feels like a new normal. So it won't be normal. We are never moving backwards, right? But it will be where we can start to build a new normal. I do not feel like there will be any foundational new normal that's blanketed for the world until after that point in 2025. So we're in the thick of it still. And it's good to be paying attention because this is all happening to us for our greatest good, right? It is happening for us, not necessarily to us, but so we can grow and we can shift and to remember that as we go through, right? So everybody have a beautiful week. Be in your journals, be paying attention. I'll hopefully post some prompts and then I'll let everyone know when we're going to talk about Jupiter conjunct Uranus. I do have an idea. Message me privately, comment on this post, whatever you want to do, but I have an idea to do like a open to the group, kind of like we used to do tea and tarot if you're in Patreon, where we just do a workshop where we vision board together, because right now is a really good time with the waxing moon and with the energy in Aries and having the solar eclipse at our backs, right? And this Jupiter conjunct Uranus, it'll be a really great time if we can get it done before the sun moves into Taurus and this conjunction takes place. So we'll talk more about that if you're interested in that. Maybe we'll plan that all together, the mini workshop and then the vision boarding together, maybe on the 17th. I will talk to you all soon. I hope you're having a beautiful week.